Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's really inquiry into the killing of 78 workers in an airstrike in Gaza this week. Found serious errors and breaches of procedures by the military, with the result that two officers have been dismissed and senior commanders formally reprimanded. More from Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
The inquiry added that Israeli forces mistakenly believed they were attacking Hamas gunmen when drone strikes hit the three vehicles of the World Central Kitchen Aid Group. The Israel military had earlier apologized for what it called the unintentional deaths. World Central Kitchen released a statement shortly after Israel published its findings, demanding an independent commission to investigate. It added that the Israeli military could not credibly investigate its own failure.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan reporting. Saturday marks 6 months since Hamas has been holding hostages. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Families of the hostage victims gathered for a news conference in New York with elected representatives to voice their frustration with the lack of progress in releasing their loved ones from captivity. Jonathan Dekelhen is the father of American hostage Sagi Dekelhen.
Hostages have to come home. And by hostages coming home, the suffering of 1.5 million Gazans can end as well.
As for what gives the loved ones of the hostages hope?
A belief that one day we can get our loved ones home and the bodies of those who have already been killed by Hamas.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The commander of Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard has warned that the brave men and women punished the Zionist regime. Escalating threats of retaliation Friday against Israel for an airstrike that killed seven of the group's members, including two Iranian generals, earlier this week. This is VOA News. Russia's renewing its strikes on Ukraine's energy system. Ukrainian officials, energy workers, and analysts say that Moscow is using more missiles and better intelligence to strike the electrical grid across the country. In an unexpected springtime campaign, Russia unleashed the most devastating wave of attacks since the early days of the full-scale invasion, plunging tens of thousands of Ukrainians into darkness and leaving Ukrainian officials scrambling to find better ways to defend their energy facilities. The Associated Press was given a rare access to two power plants struck in a deadly attack on March 22nd. The United States seeking a healthy economic relationship with China, according to the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, but in opening remarks during her meeting with the Chinese Vice Premier in the city of Guangzhou, she emphasized the need to discuss China's industrial overcapacity.
As I have said, the United States seeks a healthy economic relationship with China that benefits both sides. But a healthy relationship must provide a level playing field for firms and workers in both countries.
Yellen, who arrived in the area on Thursday, is also expected to meet with the premier on Sunday in Beijing. A judge says that former U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers cannot force NBC to turn over materials related to Stormy documentary relating to Stormy Daniels. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
Judge Juan Merchan is blocking Donald Trump's lawyers from forcing NBC to provide privileged notes and documents surrounding its reporting on Stormy Daniels, calling it the very definition of a fishing expedition. A day earlier, he rejected the defense bid to delay the start of the hush money case, scheduled to start April 15th. The hush money case centers on allegations Trump falsified his company records to hide the true nature of payments that went toward burying negative stories about Trump in the media, including allegedly paying Stormy Daniels $130,000 to suppress her claims of an extramarital affair, which he denies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
As South Koreans prepare to vote for a new 300-member parliament next week, many are choosing their livelihoods and other domestic topics as their most important election issues. This representing a stark contrast from past elections, which were overshadowed by security and foreign policy issues like North Korean nuclear threats and the U.S. security commitment. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.